I have a strong conviction and a strong commitment, which the bishop and Resalder share, that newly ordained persons really need to go soon in their career rather than later, so that they have this sort of first-person experience of being in the place of our spiritual heritage. Because I have not heard a person who's had that experience who hasn't come back and just said, you know, I understand and experience Scripture different. I understand and function differently as a preacher, if that's who I am. Bible studies come alive. And everything that is connected with these places take on life and become animated, and that's just so essential in my mind for persons early in their career to have this experience, to have, you know, some of your laity participate in an experience like this. I mean, there's just a synergy that comes from that once they return home, and I just see a lot of side benefits, long-term benefits that can accrue from that. My long-term goal that I'm hoping and working for is that we could get to the place where we'd have some funding available that would essentially guarantee a person newly ordained to be able to have this experience.
What was it like for you on your first time to the Holy Land?
The first thing we did when we got to the Galilee was to get on board a ship and make our, you know, way out into the water. And it was a really sort of a profound experience of how storm affects a person's life, and we had a real life experience with that, and so there were those kinds of powerful impacts that came, you know, all along the way. But it began with a really sort of a double layered experience on Lake Galilee, right out of the chute. So there is a sense of real awe and, you know, am I really in this place, and how overlooking Galilee from the Mount of Beatitudes and just imagining what that amphitheater must have looked like and been like. I mean, I just never saw and never read the Beatitudes in the same way after that. And that kind of experience replicated itself, you know, all along the way as we, you know, went from place to place, certainly as we visited sites like Bethlehem and Jericho and Qumran. So all of that the first time around was just sort of this rush and overwhelming and just a powerfully moving experience. It's one of those trips that I just think every person of faith ought to make. And so that's why I'm really high on trying to help make every person have the opportunity for this experience.